You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio and I'm Sarah Turner. I'm really happy to be joined today by a friend of mine who is also a very experienced animal healer and essence practitioner, Jane Gilby. Welcome to Nature Connections, Jane.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you very much for asking me to come and have a chat today.
Yeah.
With you.
Isn't it? It's nice, isn't it, to be able to share what we know together. So I know you as being somebody that's very, very connected to animals, and you're also very experienced in the world of essences. How did you start this work? Where did it begin for you?
Well, probably I'd say nearly 30 years ago, when I was having a few health problems myself, I went to see a holistic practitioner. I met a really lovely chap called Gary, and he was the first one that introduced me to essences. Round about the same time, I started working for a vet's practice, and I was actually there for about 9 years. And I was very lucky to have a very open-minded boss who thought it would be a really nice idea to offer a service to his clients within the practice, to be able to, somebody, one of the nurses, i.e. me, to be able to give essences to animals and during the nurse clinics and things. So that's kind of how it started, and I started with the bachelor remedies and did the human practitioner course. Then went on to do the animal practitioner course. So, and from there, really just got absolutely hooked on anything I could find about essences. So went on to do lots of other ones as well, with all the different ranges. So yeah, that's kind of how I got into it.
So the vet that you were working with, they were obviously kind of pioneering, really, because it's not commonplace really to find that happening so openly, is it?
No. I think especially that, you know, quite a few years ago like that, I think he was very open-minded, but he probably did kind of use quite a lot of holistic therapies himself, and he recognised the fact that it was often sort of middle-aged ladies that were having these treatments themselves that would probably be the ones that would seek alternatives for their pets as well. Mm-hmm. So he wanted that to be offered alongside them, obviously the conventional treatments and surgeries and things. So it was a really nice way for me to sort of, you know, get the confidence to start kind of practicing and you know, meeting people and animals through the practice.
And what sort of differences were noticeable when you began doing that work?
Well, quite often I'd sort of see animals for their post-op checks to kind of take out stitches and things. So, you know, I could always have a chat with the owners there, and I often got the opportunity during dietary clinics as well to sort of talk about essences. So then if one of those people were booking an animal in for a procedure, I'd already kind of breached the subject, you know, and we could suggest perhaps some essences to give to the animal before and after the procedure to just help them cope with all, you know, the trauma being left, the actual procedure itself, you know. Also did a few things with helping people with animals with behavioural issues, or if they'd recently rehomed an animal, you know, taken one on from a sanctuary or something like that, and were having any issues at home or problems with other animals, you know, in the household or whatever, just from that original animal. So, yeah, would give them different remedies to take away, and, you know, very got quite a lot of good feedback from it.
So I'm sure it's really nice. That is so, yeah. So nice, really, really good that was happening. And let's hope that ripples outward and it becomes much more the norm here. So let's talk a little bit about why essences work so very well with animals. Why do you think that is? You know, I mean, because you and I both know that they work. We also know that they work more quickly, if that's the right word, with animals. Why is that?
Well, I think with animals, they tend to live much more in the present moment than us. So they're very authentic. Kind of what you see is what you get. And that enables you to kind of treat, you know, whatever's presenting. And animals can also, I think they can carry a lot of emotional blocks and things, which are a major factor in that would be behind any behavioural or physical issues that they could have. plus being, you know, those essences are so gentle and from nature, they're just obviously really nice to be able to use in conjunction with any other treatments. You know, they don't interfere with that. They complement it. So, yeah, I just think there's a great deal they can do to help animals.
And I know you and I have decided to keep today's show really practical so that it can ripple out to as many people as possible and for people to know that you don't need to be an expert to use essences with your animals at all, that you can use them with a lot of trust. So let's have a chat about the kinds of areas that we can help animals really easily. And you've already touched on some of them from your days as working in the vets, like operations at the vets, being rehomed, behavioural problems. Can you share some more with us of very common areas?
Yes, certainly. I mean, one of the major things why a lot of animals suffer with separation anxiety is for being weaned too young, or just the mother not having a strong enough bond, you know, being able to cope with looking after all the young. So around sort of whelping times and weaning, you can certainly use essences for that to help, you know, help the mother bond, to help the changes that are occurring with weaning, that kind of thing. Certainly to help integrate any new situations. With horses, I've particularly found, you know, being a prey animal, they are quite always up on adrenaline. You know, their natural instincts are to be quite fearful. So there's an awful lot of remedies you can give in the different ranges that are for you know, like fears, lack of confidence, dealing with changes. I mean, horses, again, are an animal that often will go through several homes, not necessarily through people not being able to cope with them, just that seems to be the way. Whereas, you know, people don't tend to sort of keep selling their cat or dog. You know, they keep, hopefully, you hope they'll keep the pet with them for life. But of course, many do go through sanctuaries and things. Certainly helping, you know, as I said, with at the vets with things like that, or if you have to travel an animal, if you're going on holiday, you know, and it's got to be left behind with strangers or going to kennels and that kind of situation. Yeah, just, you know, great deal of things really. Even can help with more physical things, although we never sort of say essences help with physical, but there's so often emotional issues that are behind the reason why an animal could be holding a physical condition. So, you know, tension in the muscles, it's whole, you know, can cause misalignments and things like that.
So I think it's hopefully easy to see that we can really help animals so very easily with essences. So if somebody's new to essences, can you talk us through some of the ways that we're going to talk together before the end of the interview of different examples of essences that people might like to use? But assuming that the person has the essence that they need in front of them, what's some of the different ways that we can administer essences to animals?
Well, there's a few different ways. I mean, one of the easiest ways, if perhaps it's an animal that you're not that familiar with, or if you're working in a vet's or sanctuary or somewhere, is to use a spray, like a mister. And many of the essence producers do actually produce some really lovely combination sprays, or you can mix them up yourself from a stock bottle. So if you knew what essence you wanted, you know, you could mix a few drops up in a mister. And then you can just spray around the bedding or, you know, the enclosure or wherever the animal's having to stay, or if it's in your house, you know, just spray around the rooms. And then, you know, that essence is going to be in the direct environment, so that's going to have an impact. Certainly when the animal comes into that space. You could also, if perhaps animal's difficult to give an essence directly sort of in its food or into its mouth, say if it's a rescue animal or even a wild animal or something, well, wild animals, you definitely use the sprays. But, you know, if you can actually touch the animal, another way would be to perhaps sprinkle some drops onto your hand and then just stroke the animal. It gets onto the fur or the feathers or whatever. That in itself will actually get into the energy field. And obviously the most common way is to actually make up a treatment bottle, a dosage bottle, and then put some drops directly into the water or onto the animal's food or a tidbit. And that way you can, you know, it's easier to give a more specific dose or something, whatever they need.
I've often found myself that the animals will actually show us which method they prefer. Have you found the same?
I have actually, yes, yeah. I mean, just recently we had a workshop here, and a lot of the attendees was kind of making up some remedies for my animals. One of my cats, for example, I went to sort of pop some dose a dose onto his food, and straight away it was like, "Oh, don't come near me with that." So I ended up putting it on my hand and just stroking. I think it was possibly because it had a little bit of brandy, you know, in there for preservative, whereas often we'll use sort of vegetable glycerin for animals, but it obviously smelled that and thought, whoa, you know, keep away from me with that.
Some animals will just eat the food anyway, won't they? I've discovered that it doesn't phase them, so they give very clear messages as to how they prefer.
Yeah, definitely. So definitely.
If they walk away, if we've got some on our hands and they walk away from us, that's like, okay, this is not the right way for me.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I find my horses all prefer it on a bit of carrot or a bit of apple or something.
Okay. Yeah. So hopefully people can hear that it's really, really, really easy to do. And we know that we can treat animals very, very easily ourselves. In fact, that's what Dr. Batch wanted, was for people to be able to treat themselves. So from your experience, Jane, when would it be useful for people to consult an animal practitioner for help with their animals? What's that divide between self-help and actually consulting an expert?
Yeah, perhaps if you've got an animal that appears to have sort of quite extreme behavioural issues or something, you know, you've tried yourself and you may be seeing some improvement, but there's still some things going on. And also animals are great mirrors of what's going on in our households and with us, so the people that are closest to them. So perhaps, you know, if there's been a stressful situation within a house, that a normally really loving household where the pets are, of course, part of the family, through nobody's real fault, you know, perhaps, for example, if maybe there was a divorce going on, or the children have been very upset at school through bullying, or any sort of thing that could be really impacting on the family, the animals can start to mirror and reflect that, and they'll take on board a lot of those emotions. So something like that could be perhaps a little bit more challenging for somebody to just be trying to work through on their own, especially if they're stressed themselves, you know, with their own issues going on. They might not even, you know, the animal could even be adding to that stress if the animal started to perhaps, you know, going to the toilet indoors, or, you know, pulling fur out and sort of more extreme things. And of course, you know, anything physical like that should always be see their vet first in any case, but certainly the essences can help alongside any mainstream treatments.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a good time to sort of see someone, you know, see a practitioner. And also with animals that have come through rescue, most definitely, you know, they could have been through many, many homes, so that the problems they could be experiencing could have many layers to it.
Mm. Is it a good idea, do you think, for owners to take the essences as well? What are your thoughts?
Yes, certainly. Again, you know, if it's an animal scene appears to be sort of mirroring back issues with the owner, then yes, most definitely be a good idea for them to take some too. So that, again, it's quite hard sometimes to sort of see where we might be contributing, and you obviously could feel quite guilty about that. You're not even realizing that you're having an impact on your animal that you love. So yes, then you could perhaps see a practitioner and, you know, work with both of you, with the animal and the person.
And have you found that animals will often bring their owners to practices? I've found that people will come to me for animal essences and then become clients themselves. And I've always sort of felt that the animals are gifting their humans with that opportunity to heal.
Yeah, I think that could definitely be the case. I think what I know from experience from myself, you know, I followed so many different paths looking for answers to help my animals, that you can forget, you know, neglect yourself a bit, spend the money going to this, that and the other and learning this new method. And especially with the horses, you know, that's kind of how I've got all the knowledge I've got really over the years. They sent me on that journey. But in doing so, you think, oh, actually, I could do with some of that. Or, you know, you meet a new contact that leads you to something else that you know, you can do for yourself. So, yeah, very much.
Very beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, so I think it's worth mentioning if anybody's listening that has horses and wants some help, that you are actually an expert in helping horses, aren't you?
Well, I've got had quite a few horses since I left school, and they've been a big part of my life, and they've not all been easy. I've had Arab horses mainly, as they're sort of my passion, and they're quite highly strung by nature. And yeah, they've really sort of helped push me down certain paths and lead me, to finding answers to help them. So yeah, and just on a practical level as well, obviously having had horses for that amount of time, and also kind of gone on and done some different sort of training methods and looked into nutrition and goodness knows what, loads and loads of things, body work, kind of loads of things to help them. So I have kind of got quite a lot of experience over the years through that. So hopefully now I can start to help other people with their horses as
Absolutely, you've
well.
got a lot of knowledge, yes, and the essences kind of bring it all together, don't they?
Do. I mean,
Yeah.
often when I, if I did work with a horse, I'll use some of the more practical things that I've done, and also try to sort of tune in a bit intuitively and see what insights I might pick up, like trying to communicate on an intuitive level. But then if you go away and actually douse for some essences, they often fill in the gaps, the little gaps of things that you perhaps weren't, insights you weren't quite sure about. They kind of tell their own story. So yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah. So yeah, lovely to hear how your animals have actually gifted you with this wonderful, all this experience that you can now, that you are already now handing back to others and the animals. So let's talk, can we talk a little bit about the different essences? Now, you and I both know that there's thousands and thousands of essences out there, but I know that you've got some combination favorites and that you have used and found very useful that are very accessible for people.
Yes, and again, certainly for people that just want to have a go on and empower themselves and sort of help their animals, without sort of needing to go and see a practitioner to start off with. There's many of the essence practitioners, suppliers do actually have a range of sprays and combinations that can help. I mean, the Alaskan essences, they have Animal Care, which is their primary one to use sort of in emergency situations, especially in rescue situations and things like that. And they've also just put together a really lovely range from their very vast range, especially for animal lovers, like a little kit which encompasses a few sprays and quite a few of the combination essences that you can use. So that's really good. But over the years, I've also, tried a few others that I found particularly key for helping animals, and that would be some from the indigo range. I've used a lot of these are very specific for horses because, again, prey animals and often have a lot of fear and anxiety. So I've gone for like No Fear on the indigo range, and Bubble I found really helpful because that actually kind of puts a protective, that makes the animal feel like it's got a protective bubble around it. I noticed recently, I haven't massively tried these, but I had some literature through from the Spirit in Nature range, which sound lovely. They're made from like fruits and salad flowers, so a bit different. And there's quite a few of those literally that talk all about the different sort of things that you might encounter with animals, to bring about calmness, fearlessness, confidence, cooperation, adaptability. So all the same sort of things really. And of course the batch flower remedies, you've got your rescue remedy, and the aspen and mimulus for the fears.
Which people would be able to get readily, wouldn't they, in their local health shops,
Yes. I
probably.
mean, the batch flower remedies, definitely, they're in most of the Boots stores.
So it would be a
But
good place to
some of the other
start, wouldn't it, with something like the
things.
rescue remedy? And what's the difference between aspen and mimulus? How would we know which one to choose for the
Well,
animal?
the aspen is more for like unknown fears, sort of just the general anxiety. I just, so that's probably a very good one for horses. Mimulus is more for fears that are known. So, if an animal has a phobia or a fear about a specific thing, like perhaps travelling or something like that,
Yeah, so I mean, there are animals, aren't there, that if they see someone with a cap on, or they're fearful of males, or
Yes,
it's like that
definitely.
mimulus would work for that kind of thing, wouldn't it?
Yes, and again, it is like layers. So if you had an animal that's, say, fearful of males, you could certainly use minimalist in the first instance to help that, but you'd also be asking, like, well, why are they fearful of males? Has there been some abuse in their past? So you can start to peel the layers and go a bit deeper. But yeah, there's certainly so much people could do.
It's a place to start, isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Are there any others that you...
Well, there's a new one that has come out recently from the Blosim Remedies in the Netherlands that I've just literally sort of purchased myself to try, and it's called Animal Freedom, and that's to help animals let go of the emotions that they have taken on board from us. So where they, you know, which, as I said, with pets and that, and especially animals in your actual home that share your home with you, they really do take a lot of that on board. So that sounded quite a nice one to try. Yeah.
Well, there's quite a lot to choose from there, isn't there?
I mean, I'm sure all the essence producers do have specific ones that are, you know, particularly helpful for animals, and they all have ranges of combinations and things. So, yeah, just get Googling and have a look, really.
Absolutely, yes.
And you.
The ranges that you've mentioned can all easily be found online. So, because you have so much experience of working with animals, could you share with us a story or two of animals that have touched your heart and have had great responses with essences?
Yes, certainly. I mean, just very recently, we've taken on a new cat into our house, and I already had four. And this cat's named Sola. He's a pedigree Bengal that came from a friend of my husband's. Through no fault of his own, really, the chap had him from a kitten with another sibling from the same litter. But they ended up having to move to a much smaller house, and there was quite some stress over a breakup in the marriage. And the cats began to really fight, much because they're in a much more confined space. I mean, it really fight, and, you know, it was getting quite scary. So in the end, he thought it might be best to find one of them a new home. So we've took him on. Now, initially, I did use the Alaskan Animal Care spray, and you still need to consider practical things as well. Like, I wouldn't just throw him into the lions then with all the other cats. We've got quite a small bungalow, so I literally gave him a spare bedroom, and he had his food and his litter tray in there to start with, so he had a space he could sort of feel safe in. So I used the spray, the Animal Care spray, and gradually he began to venture out of that room and come into more of the house. But he was so aggressive whenever he saw or even smelt another cat had been anywhere in the room, and was gradually starting to stake his territory on more and more rooms in our bungalow. And I was finding my cats then didn't really want to come in because they were all terrified of him, because he was just this almost like a Scottish wild cat. I've never heard such a noise in the way he carries on. So I thought, he needs to get out of it. So I started giving him Green Bells of Ireland, which is another Alaskan one, which can really help reconnect with nature and for him to start to feel at home in nature, because he was doing some bizarre behaviours. Like when I first let him out, he was eating cobwebs and things. So he didn't really seem to know how to react, or, you know, it was such a big, wide new world for him. So that was all helping. And I could have obviously carried on sort of selecting remedies for him. But as you know, I've recently held a Helping Animals Heal workshop over here with Steve Johnson from the Alaskan Essences and Judith Palerans, who's an animal communicator. So they were over here, and along with the attendees that all came to the workshop, they're all going to help work with my animals. So Steve actually chose to work with Sola and my group of cats. So I don't actually know what he put in the treatment bottle, but it was almost instantaneous. As soon as he started taking the remedy that Steve had prepared for him, and the other cat was putting a separate remedy in the other cat's bowls or putting it on their coats, specifically with two of my other cats, they're now just sleeping in the same room. They're sleeping with literally a couple of foot away. They've actually sniffed noses without any growling or hissing or striking out. He's still a little bit sensitive with the other two, but they're slightly more feral. They don't come in that often. But I just can't believe the transformation. I mean, he's just walking around now. They just ignore each other. And at worst, they might just sort of look at each other and scoot past. There's no more animosity or fighting. So, and he just seems so much happier. He's rolling and sort of just, you know, just really seems happy.
And how many days has that taken?
Well, when the workshop was... let me think, not last weekend, but the weekend before, over the 1st and 2nd of November. And literally within, well, say the first day, I noticed the difference when I went just sort of, he came into the lounge and I was sitting with a cat, one of my other cats on my lap, and he came right up and sat at my feet and was looking up. He did growl a little bit. He was trying to intimidate her to move, but she held her ground and I just kept stroking her and talking to him. And then he came round up over the arm of the sofa and squashed himself down at the side of me and went to sleep, like, literally a few inches away from her. So she sort of then slid off my lap and went the other side. So I had a cat either side of me, but they both went to sleep. And that's the first time he'd ever, you know, come that close to her without, you know, being really confrontational and aggressive. And I mean, he was really aggressive. He was quite extreme. And there was at one point before this thief did the remedies that I actually thought, oh God, I don't know if this is going to work. Because I was worried for my other cats. I thought, I don't want them feeling they can't come into their own home, because he was just so aggressive and so hostile. But yeah, that's been quite transformational.
It is. Yeah. And what about your work with horses?
Yes, well, as I say, I've got a couple of horses, and my horse Raheem, he's probably been the greatest teacher, sending me on lots of courses and things and lots of learning. But yeah, he responds really well to the essences. I've had some quite sort of amazing results with him as well, partly with his behaviour and with confidence, but also sort of physically. As I sort of mentioned before, I've used some different remedies, mainly crystal ones, but I've also used an orchid one which was called Sacral Release that I've been sort of putting over his sacrum area when I do some of my body work or Reiki or anything with him. And that's kind of really helped with realigning him physically, as well as making him feel more balanced and contented. So, yeah, wonderful. All of it really, really wonderful.
It kind of helps us to really understand deeply, isn't it, that we are all energy, so essences can help move energy. And when the energy moves, the physical body, maybe.
The physical body can then come back into alignment and, let go of that tension that it was holding. Mm. And I think in that instant, you know, he was just holding such a lot of emotional tension and also trauma, because he'd had a fall when he was younger, which I think is what caused the injury in the first place, for him to become misaligned. But he was just holding all that energy in there. And, you know, I do still have some problems with that from time to time, but I find by using sort of essences as it combined with the body work, it can help make that hold and that sort of stick work you have done.
Brilliant. Okay, well, you've been very, very inspirational sharing how easy it is, I think, to help essences with animals. So thank you very much for sharing all your experience with us today. Can you share with everybody how they can find out more about what you do if they wanted to get in touch with you?
Yeah, certainly. Well, thank you, Sarah. I'm just in the process of having my website redone, actually. So it's not actually up and live at the moment, but it soon will be, hopefully. And that is www.naturalanswer.co.uk. I do have a Facebook page for Natural Answer, which is the name of my business. And that is www.facebook.com/naturalanswer. And then it's got ?ref=HL, whatever that is supposed to mean.
People type in Natural Answer on Facebook, they'll find you, won't they, I think?
My landline phone number is 01376 572976. And currently, I have at the moment, until the website's up and running, my email address is arab.horse@btinternet.com.
Okay. So if anybody's listening and they'd like some help with their animals, Jane is, as you heard, has got a wealth of experience and a big, big heart ready and willing to help. Lovely. Thank you, Jane. Thank you so much for, I think both of us share this passion to really get this information out to as many people as possible, no matter where they live. I hope people get in touch with you and help the animals heal.
Yes, well, thank you, Sarah. And I also do host clinics and things and workshops as well. And that's another way people could, you know, have a look on my site or the Facebook page and see anything we have coming up in future, because it is mainly animal-based sort of things that I try to promote and have here. Mm. So, Yeah, thank you very much for having me on to have a chat.
Okay.
Really enjoyable.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.